This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Hoping you had a good weekend. Back to the grind this morning. So how much is too much? Apparently when it comes to mac and cheese, that's about to be put to the test. Because Costco just started selling a 27-pound bucket of mac and cheese. That's 6 gallons, 180 servings, with a shelf life of 20 years. Can you imagine how processed that is? If you want one, it costs $90, so just $2 a serving, or maybe it's $90 a serving if you want to eat the whole thing at once. Good luck. Oh, and unfortunately, at last check, they were sold out online. Chocolate lovers, listen up. According to a professor and expert in cough and respiratory medicine, Alan Morris, chocolate soothes coughs better than prescription cough syrup. Seems chocolate forms a coating in your throat that protects the nerve endings in your throat that make you cough. All right. Hey, kids, want to be a billionaire? Start with a sales job. For his recent book, The Wealth Elite, sociologist and historian Rainier Zittelmann interviewed a number of self-made billionaires and millionaires and found out they all had a sales job or jobs when they were younger. And the experience they got in that job is something they cited as a huge factor in their success. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. New study, telling lies makes you unhappy. Researchers found that most people tell a bunch of lies every day. And they often tell these lies to keep their interactions with others rolling along smoothly. But these lies are not harmless. Instead, they hurt our chances of creating authentic connections with people, which makes us less happy than those who are brutally honest. So truly, the truth will set you free. A Pennsylvania woman was arrested for DUI trying to pull the wool over the eyes of prosecutors, claiming her breath test was skewed by chewing on her own coat. The police report notes the 47-year-old reeked of alcohol, but her attorney asked the prosecutors also test the coat to see if it contained any material that might have thrown the test off. Really? Here are a few random facts. George Lucas originally wanted Tom Selleck to play Indiana Jones. Selleck was already committed to Magnum P.I. The idea of casual Fridays started in Hawaii back in the 1960s when people would wear Hawaiian shirts on Fridays. And did you know or do you care, I Love Lucy was originally sponsored by Philip Morris. The opening credits for the season featured cartoon versions of Lucy and Ricky climbing on giant packs of cigarettes. Now you might think it's a little early to be talking about a golf outing in June, but as preparations are being made for the 2019 golf outing for WeCare on Monday, June 3rd at Hawkshead, this is the perfect time to be securing sponsors. We're looking for whole sponsors right now for $150, including prominent signage at the course with your business name and logo, recognition in the event, and advertising materials. Special thanks on WeCare website and in the e-newsletter. And, of course, we'll mention you here on Super Hits 103.7, all for just $150. If you're interested in sponsoring a hole, get a hold of me, Paul, at WCSY.com, or just call me here at the station, 637-6397. We'll get you linked up. Keep listening for more details on the 2019 golf outing for WeCare. Knucklehead news out of Ireland, where Amanda Sparrow Large raised some eyebrows when she announced she'd marry the long-dead pirate Jack Sparrow in a ceremony officiated by a native shaman. But apparently she couldn't overcome the cultural differences associated with the age and the fact that, well, he was dead. She said the ceremony took place in international waters, so technically it was legal. But the 46-year-old woman said it was a bad idea and warned people against dabbling in spirituality. You know, marrying dead spirits. She admits they actually never consummated the marriage. The Daily Buzz. If you see something I should chat about here on The Buzz, get it to me. Paul@WCSY.com is my email. You can leave a message on our Facebook or Twitter pages. Drop things off here at the station if you'd like on M140 in South Haven. Podcasts of The Daily Buzz are at WCSY.com, our website, Facebook, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Google Play. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Landecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.